1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, test.
Welcome, everybody, to our Elemental iPod radio show. This is Element Fire Troy.
Element Water Kai.
And you are now listening to Knowledge is Power.
Mr. Moon Moon May, Mr. Moon Moon May, we dance. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, we honya. Oh, honya. Let's do the thing and on the best. We're doing the thing on the test. We are almost done. We're done, 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 done.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
Welcome back, everybody. We know it's been a long time since we've podcast, but a lot's been happening since our last podcast, right, Kai?
Yeah, pretty much.
So last time we broadcast from California, since then we've actually moved to Tokyo, and we're broadcasting now live from Tokyo. What do you think about Tokyo, Kai?
Pretty good.
What do you mean? What's pretty good about it?
Vending machines.
Oh yes, our favorite vending machines. We're not going to get to talk much about vending machines this time. We could do an episode on vending machines. We'll put it on the list. What do you think?
We could try.
We know it's been a long time since our last radio show, but we think we have a pretty good one for you here today.
Yeah, I guess so too.
So, listen and enjoy. So the classic elements, that's what we're going to talk about next. Many ancient philosophies use the set of archetypical classic elements to explain patterns in nature. The word element in this context refers more to the state of matter, for instance, solid earth, liquid water, air gas, fire plasma, than elements as we now use the word. Did you know in Japanese there's actually 5 elements?
Never knew that.
So the Greek system and the Japanese system says that there are 5 elements. These 5 elements are often situated as vertices on a pentagram. Do you know what a pentagram is?
No idea.
How many sides does a pentagram have?
5.
Thus the 5 elements. The 5 elements in Japanese or Greek included are earth, water, air, heat, and idea. The system of the 5 elements is different because the 5th one is the void. It's the idea, or might even be called cyberspace.
Well, that's the end of that story.
Was that air?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what's fire? And earth? Finally, water. There you have it, the 4 elements in sound.
Bye, sorry about that.
So Kai, when you think of the fire, when you think of the 5 elements around us and weather and all that, what do you think of?
Well, I don't really know about that.
No?
It's a pretty hard question.
Well, let's start with fire then.
Well, I see fire when stuff are burning sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And when steam comes up, I think that's fire coming up.
Hmm. And what about air?
Well, when I go outside, sometimes it's cold, so I have to wear a jacket, and then air pushes everything. Sometimes you can make a tornado when two airs get mixed together.
Yeah. So, do you ever see air?
Well, it's pretty hard to see air.
Yeah?
But you can feel air.
You can feel it, huh? So you don't really know what it looks like, but your other senses, touch. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how you know where air is.
Yep. He's telling the truth, you people. Believe him.
And then water. What do you think about when you think water?
Well, you can drink water. There's water that you can drink and water that you cannot drink,
yeah.
Like salt water,
yeah.
Or
or dirty water.
Yeah, that's true. Really true. Or poop water,
yeah.
Or stuff.
Yeah.
That diaper is dropped in there.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah. And I think of Earth.
Yeah.
It will be like we can't really feel Earth, but we can feel with our feet.
Yeah.
Our feet part, the bottom of our feet is pretty good to feel Earth.
Yeah.
So sometimes earthquake, you can feel it.
Yep.
If your leg's shaking, if the light's shaking, it means that the house is shaking. It's an earthquake.
Have you felt an earthquake before?
Yep.
Where?
Maybe here, but two times.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What do you think it was? Did you think a big truck was going by? Because, I mean, how can the earth move? It's so big.
Well, I guess that underground,
mm-hmm.
the earth starts shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shakes and shakes. And then if earthquake moves, sometimes you can make a tsunami.
Yeah, that's somehow the earth affects water.
Yep.
They're kind of all connected, aren't they?
Yeah.
This place we call home.
And this thing is called elements.
So here at Knowledge is Power, we like to do a section called New Word. I mean, I guess every episode you learn something new, or at least I hope you do. This time we decided to do the four elements in Japanese. So this is how we're going to do it. Kai's going to say one of the four elements, or something associated with the elements in Japanese, and a little something about it, and then...
You guess what it is.
Here we go.
僕の尻は火がついています。助けてください。
What is the word?
Fire.
And how do you say fire in Japanese?
火.
How many of you listeners got that right at home? Next word.
地震だ。助けてください。地震。
And the word was?
Earth.
Earthquake. That's a little more exciting than just saying Earth. All right, here's the next one. We're going to make it a little easy for you.
おいしいです。これのお水はおいしいです。
So for you listeners at home, that water was delicious. All right, here's our fourth and final element, and if you've been keeping notes, you know it already.
Kaze
means wind. So there you go. The four elements in Japanese.
this place. It's really fun. I get it better. It's really fun. Fire, water, earth, and wind. Fire, water, earth, and air. 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 1, 2, 3. Fire's hot, really hot. I can't touch it, it'll burn my butt. Water's really good for you. Sometimes people drink it. It's really good, it's really good. Has some yummy stuff. This type of ocean, it is called ocean. There's sharks and fish and lots of dangerous obstacles. I like popsicles. They're made out of ice and water. Water is good. In the ocean, sharks poop. I like this place. It's really fun. I get it better. It's really fun. Fire, water, earth, and wind. Fire, water, earth, and air. Fire, water, earth, and air. Fire, water, earth, and air. Earth. Earth. If you fall on earth, it'll hurt your head. I love earth. You can make mud balls out of it. It will blow me out of space. It will hurt me out of space. They blow me up in the air, and I fly up to the air. I don't want to fly up into space. By the wind, a tornado comes. It hurts me a lot. A cow flies up on Billy's butt. I like this place. It's really fun. I get it better. It's really fun. Fire, water, earth, and wind. Fire, water, earth, and air. Fire, water, earth, and air. Fire, water, earth, and air. Fire, water, earth, and wind. Fire, water, earth, and air. Fire, water, earth, and air. Fire, water, earth, and air.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is Kai interviewing Justin for What's Your Job? Knowledge is Power Elements.
What is your name?
My name is Justin.
What is your job?
My job is unusual. I'm a still photographic line producer.
What do you do?
What do I do? I do many unusual things. I go to many unusual places. Basically, we look after still photographic production shoots internationally and nationally. Looking after everything that needs to be done to look after and make sure a photo is able to get taken.
What tools do you use?
Tools, very interesting question. It's a mobile phone, a transceiver, radio, and a laptop, mainly. And my main three tools I use.
Tell me more.
My work involves mainly a lot of it myself, where I'm running around and arranging things and booking hotels, cars, dinners, making sure we have camera equipment, location permits, so we're able to shoot there. Looking after all the crew, making sure they're on time, making sure we leave on time, and just make sure everything gets done and comes together so we're able to go out and shoot a nice, beautiful photograph.
How did you learn your job?
I learned my job. I accidentally learned my job. I speak Japanese, so I was asked to help translate for a TV production about 10 years ago. And ever since that day, I've been in demand and been working. So I was self-taught. I taught myself. And that's basically how I started. My job, you don't really have to study, you just have to be good at what you do to be able to be good, if that makes any sense.
Do you work with your friends?
I'm lucky, I think. I work with my wife, which is pretty special. We work together, we own the company, so we both have separate jobs in the production company. I don't work with my actual friends, but I have our staff, which are our friends, yeah. But mainly my wife, just the two of us, yeah.
Tell me more.
I have invited my friends onto different jobs before to come and have a look, but most of the people I work with come from international, so I normally meet them for the first time when they arrive off, when I get off the plane. We normally spend a week together, so, you know, I get to know them over time, but my actual friends, no, unfortunately, I'm stuck with my wife.
What advice do you have to do your job?
My advice to do my job is you have to be, very difficult question, but probably easy to answer, but I can't seem to... you probably need to be able... Spontaneity is very important in this business. You need to be able to act really quickly under certain circumstances. You need to be able... You have to be smart in a way where, you know, quick decisions are very important. You have to know what the other people are thinking before they think it. Like today when you were standing outside with your dad, you were waiting, so I figured you want to go to the ski school, so offer to take you there quickly, and that saves you a lot of hassle.
Yeah.
You just have to be good at everything.
So, what kind of place do you work?
That's probably my most interesting. I get to travel the world a lot. I work everywhere. I've worked from the middle of the Australian desert, mm-hmm. to the highlands of Scotland, mm-hmm. Africa, mm-hmm. Italy, mm-hmm. Barcelona, mm-hmm. Paris, mm-hmm. New York, LA, Tokyo, mm-hmm. Shanghai, mm-hmm. everywhere. My job takes me all around the world, so it's probably the best part of my job. I get to travel and I get to see a lot of the world, meet different people, and do the job. At the same time,
tell you more.
Well, I think I have a job that a lot of people like to do. A lot of people like to travel, especially when you're being paid to travel and work. That makes it very interesting and worthwhile. You have to love the job. I love it. It's good fun. I work from home as well. We have a home office as well. So my job starts in the office and slowly expands to this big thing which will take me somewhere. I never know where I'm going next. That's what's interesting.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Hope that was good.
And cut.
For today's 12, we're going to mix it up a little bit. Kai's really into math lately, so not that we've run out of languages to count, because I'm sure there's many more that we'll learn, and we promise we'll give you a new language next time. But this time, we thought we would count to 12 in English in different ways. What do you think about that, Kai?
All right.
So, we're going to count to 12 by twos. Take it away, Kai.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
All right, now we're going to count to 12 by threes.
3, 6, 9, 12.
Fours.
4, 8, 12.
And finally, by sixes.
6, 12.
There you have it. Counting to 12 in different ways.
The new number grid.
Hey, Kai. You thinking what I'm thinking?
It's
game time!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kai's gonna talk a little bit about his favorite game, Pokemon, that has something to do with the elements.
Well, right now, I'm actually playing a Pokemon game that is pretty fun if you have it. And this game is Pod. It's called Pod. There's another one called Diamondo that's pretty much the same, but sometimes the Pokemon are different to catch. The story about it is when you first walk into your house and you have this mother, you talk to her, you go to this outside in the forest, and then there be these two people. You talk to them. They will leave one back. You go into the grass place, and there's gonna be two birds flying about to catch you. Then you get that Pokemon and then throw it out and use any. It might be Nidoran, Pochama, or Hikozaru. Then if you make it past all the gyms, you should go to the Pokemon League. There is 5 people at the Pokemon League. You beat all, and you might become a champion. Maybe better than me, or I might be better than you. Right now, I'm at a Pokemon place. So, I am gonna use Kaiki. Kaiki, that's his name. And I'm gonna use an attack called Kaihosha. It's fire blowing out from your mouth as strong as you can, and if this won't affect too much since the other person is fire type. But I'm still strong since my level's 83. Can you imagine that? That's so big. And next, the other person was 21. I just beat it, so it says Omedetou gozaimashita. Next, I will use a ghost type, if you glad me to do it. Wow, here comes a Pokemon. I wonder what it is. It's another one, the exact same one, that's called Ponyta. First, I battle another Ponyta with my Kaiki. So, next, I'm going to use a ghost type. Here it goes. Well, I'm going to use maybe Yuxi. It's an attack for ghost type. It's pretty strong. I wonder what if it's health or not. Let me see. Since I never used it, I just got this Gengar yesterday. Wow, that damage just did. At first I had 143 life. Now I have 140. Wow, that only did 3 damage. Let's see. No, I lost. I cannot use it on him. Yay, it doesn't affect me at all. Well, I tried to do something, but it didn't affect him. Next, I might do Shadow Ball. No, Michizure. Here I go. Right now, he used another of the same attack. He gave me 140 to 137. Wow, that looks like it hurts to him. Now I'm gonna use Shadow Ball. Wow, that looks like it hurts. It killed him in one shot. Wow, that was cool. So cool. So, I might gonna use my nose beetle. Okay? It is an earth type. Let me see if it works. Wow, look at, listen to that. It goes like this and hits him one time. It's called Ippatsu. So,
That will be the end of it right now, if it's too long.
And thank you all for enjoying
Game Time!
Everybody loves a joke. So here are some element jokes for you to enjoy.
Pretty much.
Thank you and adios. Why did the man smoke?
I don't know, Kai. Why did the man smoke?
Because he was on fire. Ha 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 ha. Why is the ocean blue?
I don't know, Kai. Why is the ocean blue?
Because it is full of tears. Why do earthquakes shake?
I don't know, Kai. Why do earthquakes shake?
They like to rock and roll.
Hey, I got one for you, Kai. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Howl.
Howl who?
Howl you know unless you open the door.
Oh, nice one. Congratulations. You got a trophy for 100 yen. But I don't know why. It's just going to go so weird.
And that also concludes the 8th episode of Knowledge is Power.
Hello.
We'd like to thank Justin for his interview.
Yes.
Yeah. And also wish you the best of luck as you go out in the world and experience the elements.
Yes, like fire, water, earth, and wind.
Yeah, careful of that wind. It can be cold.
Like a tornado.
That's true. And hope to hear you guys soon, or hope you hear us soon at the next episode of Knowledge is Power. Take care. Adios.
And number 9.
Bye-bye.